Well, Germany is set to announce plans for more gas-powered energy plants this week after inexplicably turning off their nuclear plants. This is their truly puzzling plan to phase out coal power. Now, this plan is set to cost 40 billion euros to an economy that is already hurting to the point that the streets are packed with protesters. But is the public going to get a vote on this? No. It will be agreed upon in closed-door meetings by the economy and finance ministries, as well as the chancellor's office, in an effort to deal with the country's energy crisis, which they created along with their friends, the United States, that blew up their pipeline. So behind closed doors, they are transitioning energy to a less clean source, even though the German people do not want this. Now, before we look at this, last week at the World Health or the World Economic Forum, one of their talking points that I meant to bring you and I forgot to screenshot it was that we have to stop using the word phase out. Consumers don't like it and it pisses them off. And we have to start using the words transitioning to. Does that piss you off any less? No more phase out. The words now that we're using, globalist playbook, is transitioning to. Well, this is so interesting because Germany is transitioning to an old technology. Here is where the headline says they're set for gas-powered plant expansion. Okay, they already had that after they had retired what we see here was their nuclear plants last year. Even though protesters were saying don't turn these off, because nuclear is a reliable and affordable form of energy. Even Greta Thunberg was protesting the closing down of these nuclear plants. And in fact, when they did this, 69% of the German public said that they would support continued nuclear power use until renewables were able to replace it. Well, they got neither. They're getting gas-powered fuel, which they don't consider to be renewable. And they have to import that because they have been doing that since the war broke out and they shut down their nuclear plants. We've brought you this data before. Nuclear energy has fewer deaths per kilowatt hours, no pollution, no carbon emissions. It is one of the cheapest and most reliable forms of energy we've got, which is why politicians decided you have it too easy. You can't have this affordable energy. Gavin Newsom is one of those. And now the German government. So not only are they not choosing the most affordable energy, they're not choosing the cleanest. So why are they doing this? And given that Germany now is set to build gas power plants, you think they'd really be pissed that they can't access any gas, liquid or otherwise, from the Nord Stream pipeline that was blown up in 2022. Am I right or am I right? They don't seem to be curious about it. They did indeed conduct an internal investigation, but they didn't tell anybody about it. Here is how the Associated Press reported it. This German minister says she hopes someone is indicted for the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipeline. She said this last year because she said affordable energy is a national security issue. It is. She's right. And at the bottom, this little footnote, Germany, Sweden, and Denmark have investigated the attack, though have been tight-lipped about their finding. Now, why would they need to be tight-lipped about it? Because they're afraid to say what they found there?
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
Or the relationship, you know, the relationship with the United States carrying
they
out this attack.
They know the United States did it.
Yeah.
Come on. It's just no wonder that the German farmers continue to revolt because they're not getting the full story and German politicians are just winging it. Basically, making one bad decision after another. Farmer protests have been popping up now in France, in Scotland. Many countries are deciding to have been motivated by what started in the Netherlands, continues to roll throughout Germany, as farmers say, stop telling us we're living wrong and start supporting those of us who grow the food that you live off of. Recently, parliamentary member Rob Roos spoke out about these protests as a reaction to the ruling class. And I'd like to give him the last word on this. I'm sorry that he's speaking, I believe, in Dutch, and it's subtitled, so you're going to have to read it. But go ahead, please.
Overal in Europa komen boeren in protest. De aanleiding verschilt. In Nederland is het stikstof, in Duitsland hogere accijnzen. Maar de reden ligt dieper en is overal hetzelfde. In Brussel en in onze hoofdsteden hebben regenten besloten dat we verkeerd leven en dat alles anders moet. Er is een gigantische kloof ontstaan tussen de grote meerderheid en de stedelijke academische regentenklasse. Die klasse die beheert de politiek, maar waardeert boeren niet. Terwijl de boeren ons voeden. Iedere dag. Regentenklasse wil onze boeren laten verdwijnen, regeltje voor regeltje. Om daarna handelsakkoorden te sluiten met de hele wereld. Voortaan gaan we appels uit Vietnam invliegen. In naam van het klimaat, natuurlijk. Jullie leden van het Europees Parlement moeten in de spiegel kijken. De massale boerenprotesten gaan over jullie. Jullie zijn hier verantwoordelijk voor. Stop mensen te dwingen anders te leven. Stop de boeren het werken onmogelijk te maken. We hebben onze boeren keihard nodig. Voedselzekerheid is ook een kwestie van nationale veiligheid. No farmers, no food, no future. Dank u wel.
Dank u. Mimi Teek in the chat says Poland is going to start protesting tomorrow as well. So we've been keeping an eye on these farmer revolts. Hopefully they get globalists to actually, and their local politicians, who are one and the same, to do something different.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.